sibala ukuwasa.
Once the rain starts falling on my face, you won't see me. Sun comes out and the rain has gone away. I know I'm gonna see a better day. Right now I think I'm crying, crying. Because of you I'm crying.
A little rainy day music from the Dramatics from Days Gone By. In the Rain, taken from the Stax 50 box set. Before that, we heard from Brooke Benton, big song form from the 1970s, Rainy Night in Georgia, taken from the Atlantic R&B set. Allons danser avec Zydeco Joe Mouton, live at Festival Acadien 2002. Allons danser.
bâti, mais dans une lavagère. Oh yeah, yeah, comment c'est vaillant. Tout quelqu'un n'a fait dans ses airs de codeur. j'en ai pas pris.
Chavis and the Magic Sounds, live at Habibi Temple, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1994. That was recorded. Boozoo with his signature tune, been re-recorded so many times as Johnny Billy Goat, and who knows other titles it's had. It's had a bunch of them, but that's the one that started it for Boozoo, Chavis, and the Magic Sounds. Right before that, we heard from Corey and the Hot Peppers, his version of Zydeco Boogaloo from his Tell Me Why LP, or CD, I should say. You tuned into the Zydeco Stomp. Herman Fuselier here with you on KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide at krvs.org. I have some special guests I want to welcome into the studio. Barry Anseley on behalf of Festival Acadien Creole and Craig Minnick from Festival International to tell us about a special partnership the two festivals have going on and a special event also happening. So, Barry and Craig, good to have y'all.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
We happen to be here together.
Yes, indeed. Is it still raining outside? I can't tell.
It is still raining outside. We're trying to get all of that out of the way before Festival Acadien weekend.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Clear
the
air.
I know we're going to have some good weather, but what, next weekend they're going to have a special event.
That's right. Try to clear the air before that, too.
Yeah, y'all tell us about that. What's going on?
Well, Festival, it's the way it started, actually, is Festival International decided they wanted to have a party, and they were going to have it on this weekend, and we got together and started talking about it and said, why don't we do something together?
Mm-hmm.
And this, as far as I know, is really the first time the two festivals have officially come together and
yes.
and cooperated. I think there's some good vibes between the folks that are there and here, or I say international and Festival Acadien.
Mm-hmm.
This community has long been, as we all know, long been based on social cooperation. We accomplish a lot more when we work together. And so Festival International offered to have this event and to salute us and to share their volunteer efforts with us. And we agreed to do the same thing in April for them. So
cool.
This is the event that's coming up this coming weekend. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
You'll make me pull out
Sly and the Family Stone. No, not really.
And that's how it actually started, is the origin to have a family event.
Mm-hmm.
For people of all ages can enjoy the time together to enjoy our culture and our music. And as we started going through it, kind of just organically grown into a cooperation, a co-presentation, if you will.
Yes.
And when we had that initial sort of that kickoff and just kind of brainstorming, mm-hmm. Everybody from both festivals, it just really kicked the event up a notch. Mm-hmm. All of us were very excited that we were going to get together and not only celebrate the family unit, but also our family unit that is the French culture,
nice.
Our music, and our passion for the this area.
Yeah, and in a sense, you know, our family unit in the sense that, you know, we're two sister events.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were talking about this at the table. It actually turned into kind of a love fest, but it was unabashed. But we were talking about this at the table when we were discussing this event. You know, we have two – the Lafayette community has two remarkable, elegant, huge events, one in the spring and one in the fall.
Yes.
Great bookends. They're both free. How many communities the size, or any size really, do you know that have something like this going on that
right.
where you know, we don't pull money out of people's pockets to get in to celebrate their culture and their connections.
Yeah, so true.
And both of us are really proud of that, and we feel like one of the things that came up at the table as well in terms of this event coming up next week mm-hmm. is that, you know, we put Festival International is coming up on 30 years. We're coming up on 40 years. Mm-hmm. And we put these things together with young people at the time. But look, I'm 62. And I mean, you know, the young people at the time are – so we both felt like, you know, it's smart to invest in the youth.
Yeah.
To let the youth have an experience, to get them close in, to let them play, to get them to meet the musicians, and to have a family event like this. And what it's doing is investing not only in people who are going to perform at the festival, but people who are going to volunteer at the festival.
Yes.
And for that matter, people who are just going to come to the festival.
That's exactly right. And kind of a segue on that, the event is September 29th from 3 to 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
which is quite a long time. And for those Saints fans, they play Monday that
week. Ah, so you won't miss the Saints game. That's important to point out. Yes, indeed.
And we'll be at the Blue Moon Saloon and Guest House located on 215 East Convent Street in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Which has sort of turned into Action Central over the years.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's a great place to visit.
There.
Catch some great bands over there. And what we're doing is, and exactly what Barry was saying, you turn around and we're going to celebrate the youth and the families together with arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some dancing, mm-hmm. where they're going to be given some lessons on Zydeco Cajun dancing.
Cool.
Get them enriched in our culture, and then I think we got a couple of young bands.
We got some food and some young bands. Some of the young music students that have been, you know, learning from the I say old masters, Brazos Huval, not all that old, but you know, people like and the Huval Fusillade Cajun Trio. Some of these mm-hmm. you know, young teenage bands are going to be out there. We want to focus on the youth. And all of these kids who are coming along, and we can also have the Viatones and the Racine,
all right.
With Steve Riley and Mitch and Kevin Wimmer and Chris Stafford, Glenn Fields, and Gino Delafosse is going to come out there. So it's a very inclusive a festival all across the age groups.
Yes, absolutely.
And what we're doing is having a free event, kind of what our festivals are, mm-hmm. from the 3 and the 5, because it's important that everybody of all ages and stature be able to come.
Especially
and
those
enjoy
kids,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I have four kids. It would be very expensive for me to get in there.
Yes. I have five.
Oh, my word. I'm
and
sorry.
Seven grandkids.
So bring them all, because they're all free.
Yeah.
And from 3 to 5, we're going to have the family event, where we're going to have a little picture-taking booth. They'll have some arts and crafts. And like I said, we're going to be sharing some culture and some music with that. And in a segue to more of the adult portion of it, from 6 p.m. to 10 is when we'll have the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it's more of the older adults that we're looking forward to celebrate that culture and that music with them. And the cost is $15 at that point. But we do have a special for all of our volunteers in both of our organizations.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear your festival volunteer T-shirt, we'll get you in there for $10. And so we appreciate the volunteers for both organizations to come help us out, because that is really the backbone, them and the community, what makes these festivals happen.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And we're talking with Craig Minnick and Barry Ancelet about Festival Fête de Famille next Sunday, Blue Moon Saloon in downtown Lafayette.
And one of the events that's going to happen there is that we're going to have We're going to raise a toast.
Okay.
The Festival International folks have offered to salute us and wish us well a couple weeks later as we gear up for Festival Zacadier. And we have offered to do the same in April. We're going to come out and do another event and toast them. An expression of mutual respect and support.
No doubt, no doubt. Like you both pointed out, the festivals have done so much for the community. People plan their vacations and off time around them and really revolutionized, especially in the music area, in this area, I should say. So, again, that's Festival Fête de Famille next Sunday, Blue Moon Saloon. Let people know one more time the musical lineup. I know people always want to know the bands.
Well, Brazos, Hugh Viles' musical students are going to come out there and show off what they've been learning.
Mm-hmm.
The Thibodeau Family Band, the Huval Fusier Cajun Trio. This is Terry's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Fusier.
Yeah, very good band.
There's going to be a New Orleans indie rock band, Sweet Crude. They're apparently all the rage these days. They're going to come out and help us celebrate the Viatones and Racine with Glenn Fields and Gino Della Fosca going to be out there too. It's going to be just I actually hope it's not too tight. I hope it stays loose and people play together and just enjoy it. This is, in a way, it's a performance, but in another way, it's just a self-celebration.
Yes.
And that's the best thing about it is that not only this is the first time that the two festivals are having a mutual event, a co-sponsorship, if you will, but also another special thing, Barry, Gino Della Fosse, I don't believe he's ever played at the Blue Moon.
So this is
a special treat for everybody at that point as well.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, which he's played every place else, so I'll automatically assume he had been to the Blue Moon before. So that's going to be interesting. A history-making night, I guess you can say.
There you go.
Craig Minnick, Barry Ancelet, thank you all so much for coming to the program. Barry, before you go, I'm so thrilled. This year's festival dedicated to the one and only Buzu Chavis.
Buzu Chavis. And, as Buzu often said, we're celebrating the Cajun Creole Cowboy Connection.
Okay.
This is, by the way, going to be 11th, 12th, 13th of October.
Yes.
And we're celebrating our Cajun Creole Cowboy Connection, the very first cattle drive in what is now America today was done by Cajun and Creole cowboys. The very first cowboys in America spoke French.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's a fact.
Wow.
And so we're celebrating this and our horse culture and our cattle raising and our connection to country and Western. And Gino's going to be out there with, an actual cowboy. But we decided to dedicate the festival to one of the ones who made the original statement was Buzu Chavis,
yes,
of course.
Indeed, yeah.
Who actually put aside his musical career to
train horses. That's
it.
So 30 years.
He's the real deal both ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's going to come out there. And as Buzu often says, he was the perfect person to dedicate the festival to this year because, as he says, don't worry about Buzu.
That's right.
Because he ain't no fool.
Hey, that's it. That's it. Barry and Craig, thank you all so much. Good to have you all. Don't forget next Sunday that's going to be the Blue Moon Saloon Festival Fête de Famille. As we continue with more music here on the Zydeco Stomp.
Is everybody feeling all right out there? Is that ready? Do y'all want some more? I want this Zydeco chair. We're gonna do it later.
you're gonna lose your money. You're gonna lose your honey.
ça va.
What's up? This is Sean Ardoin from Sean Ardoin, R-O-G-K, Reflections of God's Kingdom, and you're listening to Zydeco Stump, baby, baby!
Beat them, say, who that?
on and then run out of the seat and get right on it. Down in New Orleans. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. No, I won't to be in that number. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
As the Doopsy Boys, better known as Rockin' Doopsy Jr. and the Zydeco Twisters, Doopsy Jr. on rub board and vocals, Anthony on accordion, Tiger on drums. They did the tribute to the Saints on that one. Zydeco, who that? And the Saints are 2-0, been giving people heart attacks and high blood pressure in the process. Both of those games came down to the last second, but the Saints are, hey, 2-0, you can't get better than that. And Zydeco, who that? From Rockin' Doopsy and the Zydeco Twisters. And right before that, we heard from the late Andres Esprit, better known as Bojack, as this September marks 14 years since we lost Bojack. Gone but not forgotten. As I always say, short career, but it took him all over the world. Performed on Late Night with David Letterman, the Conan O'Brien Show, all throughout the Far East. He pointed Zydeco in a whole new direction when he combined the old traditional music with elements of rock and rap. Knock a dome on the en français on that one. Bojack and the Zydeco High Rollers from the Give Him Cornbread CD. Another one recorded live at the Habibian Temple in Lake Charles, 1993. And we heard Sean Ardway. He's got that new CD out, and Sean visited with us last weekend. Return of the Cool is the name of that one. The Zydeco back on the scene with Sean Ardway. He calls that one Bayou Man. And another one from Buzu Chavis and the Magic Sounds. Lula Lula, Don't You Go to Bingo from Live at the BB Temple with Buzu. Want to thank you for tuning in to the Zydeco Stomp on this Saturday afternoon. Dennis Pesek's tuned in. Shine of Texas, as always. There's Micah Cormier. I knew you were there, Micah, but Micah stomping in Baton Rouge, getting ready for the LSU-Auburn game tonight, tailgating, and hope you're staying dry. But either way, we're gonna make it dry for you and keep you stomping over in Baton Rouge. Good to hear from you, Micah. Also, Louis O'Quinn dropped me a line at Facebook. Wanted some chocolate milk. Louis, I got to check with Cecil to see if we have some chocolate milk, but it sounds like an interesting song you suggested. So good afternoon to you and Baby Doll. Headed over to the Big Easy. I hope y'all have a good weekend out there. And speaking of the Doopsies will be in town, a rare home appearance. They're born and raised right here in Lafayette, but play all over the world. But this coming Thursday, they'll kick off the fall season of Rhythms on the River as the free outdoor music series goes on in River Ranch at the River Ranch Town Square. Music starts about 5:30, 6 o'clock, Rockin' Doopsy Jr. and all the Zydeco Twisters. And Nickel Beer will be there October 3rd, Bag of Donuts on the 10th, October 17th, GTO and D Street Brass. Look out, Tab Benoit coming to town October 24th for Rhythms on the River. And then it wraps up November 7th, Wayne Toops and Zydeco Cajun. But this Thursday, it all gets kicked off, Rockin' Doopsy Jr. and the Zydeco Twisters. Again, at the River Ranch Town Square. So for more information, you can Google that, Rhythms on the River. But a good lineup coming up. And that's Doopsy in town. Doopsy and the brothers are in town. They might just do this one.
There is something on your mind.
Put me in the mood, baby, with some Zydeco Blues.
Look at me.
Some hand-holding Zydeco.
There is something on your mind, my baby.
Something on your mind, pretty baby.
By the way you look at me.
Don't look at me like that. I know what you got on your mind.
'Cause my love brings you joy and happiness, yeah. You say it brings misery. No, 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 please don't try to tell me. I think I understood. Try to tell me, baby. Little woman, I think I understand. 'Cause my love, if you're not happy with me, baby, then I'm doing the best I can. Joy and happiness, yeah.
somebody pass me the strawberry hill.
You do the thing you do. You know I love you. Why did you have to go?
Smoking.